Joey Santiago has been the guitarist for alt-rock legends The Pixies since they formed in 1986. The Pixies reformed in 2004 and recently toured in celebration of their seminal 1989 album, Doolittle, playing the album in its entirety. The southern and final leg of the tour kicks off at the beginning of September and hits the Uptown Theater in Kansas City on September 17th for a sold-out performance with opener's Fuck Buttons. Santiago recently spoke with Wayward Blog by phone from Los Angeles, where he talked about the rigors of touring, his solo work, and the joys of cycling.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Nick?
Yes, is this Joey?
Yeah, this is Joey, yep. Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Oh, no problem.
Where are you speaking from today?
Los Angeles.
Since our time is short, I'll get right to it. Why are you guys playing Doolittle?
Doolittle? Well, I guess there was some kind of, there was a demand for it. We've done this show before, and we haven't done it in the southern part of the country. And also, the initial idea was to celebrate its 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a great production of individual films for each song. Pretty cool. It looks really, really cool.
There's going to be films projected?
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's a projected film. I think it's a projected film behind us. It's a big screen anyways. We started off with these pixelated, like, little LED dots. But I think it's come down in the film now. It looks grainier. It looks cool. And so each song has its own little visual done for it. It's cool.
In other words, this is letting you do something more than just, like, kind of come out and play the greatest hits, thank you, goodbye.
Right. Yeah, we do the album front to back. And we'll start off with its B-sides.
Oh, so there's deep cuts beyond just the album.
Yeah, the B-sides associated with Doolittle. So we do that, and then, in the end, we'll do more stuff. Because it only take less than an hour if we did Doolittle. Just Doolittle, right?
How has it been received so far?
Great. Very good.
I imagine you guys could come out, play the first disc of Death to the Pixies, and people would be happy too, though.
Yeah.
What I was wanting to talk to you about was more about, not so much about the tour, but about your solo work.
Oh.
Because Frank Black's been through Kansas City since the last time you guys have. The Breeders have been through twice. But it doesn't seem that we see Joey Santiago coming through. Are you more of a studio guy?
Yeah. More of that, Plus, you're talking about the everybody, or...?
Just sort of like Kansas, since the last time the Pixies came through,
right,
a few years back, Frank Black's played in Kansas City, and the Breeders have played,
right,
Lawrence twice, but I don't see a lot of opportunities to see you play solo.
Yeah, maybe one day. One day. Dave and I put together this thing, and I thought that's what you were talking about, but we put it together ourselves, so to go back, to go out, we actually have to assemble a band. And there's not much time for that yet for us. One of these days we'll get it together.
What have you been doing in studio in terms of solo work and things like that?
Like I said, Dave and I just did the Everybody. That was last year, though. But I've actually just been pretty busy touring around this past year with the Pixies.
And how long is this tour going to last?
It's going to end in October.
Where will you go from there?
From there, who knows? you know, maybe back to TV film land.
Is it rewarding to work in TV film land?
A lot of work, tell you that. Rewarding, yeah, you know, you get a sense of it, you know. We'll see where that goes. You know, right now I'm dreading the prospect of doing that.
Is it just sort of enjoyable to be able to go out and play these songs that you know so well?
Yeah. It beats working. Sure.
It's not even like work then.
No. The work part of it is the traveling. And there's a lot of that.
Do you guys travel in buses or do you fly?
We hardly do the buses, cause some of the hauls were long, but not, this U.S. one, we are gonna be in the bus. And we're actually taking comfort in that, you know. Easier to travel in a bus sometimes than having to go to the airport, do that check-in stuff and all that baloney.
What do you do to, sort of maintain your sanity while you're on the road?
Lately, I've been trying to, you know, bicycle. I think I'm going to take my bike with me on the road this time.
What do you ride?
I ride both road and mountain.
What sort of bikes do you ride? I mean, in terms of manufacturers, I guess.
Oh, are you a biker?
I know lots of people who are, so.
Okay. Well, my mountain bike's an Ibis.
Oh, nice.
And road bike right now, I'll probably get a Pinarello.
That's an Italian bike, right?
Yeah, that's an Italian bike.
Is that a carbon fiber?
Oh, yeah. I need all the edge I can get.
How did you get into biking?
I've always been into it. You know, I've always been into the biking thing. You know, the first one was I did a ride across Massachusetts for the Jimmy Fund.
And what's that?
Muscular dystrophy, I think.
Oh, okay.
Kids, and then we. You know, we rode 100 miles the first day, and then that was great, and, you know, 90 miles the next, and, you know, it's zenful, very zenful. Out in the country, anyways. Here in L.A., you're just trying to stay alive. Unless you go early in the morning, which I have to do, like 6 in the morning, it's great.
Like, how many miles a day do you do?
You know, for road, I'd be surprised if I did, like, even 30. But I want to push it to 60. You know, I have to get a couple more of those in there. And then for mountain bike, I could, you know, mountain bike, and there are canyons here. So I only go out, you know, I time those an hour and a half. I got to be back by, you know. But, the hills are tough here.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Is there any, or do you have any plans to, like, do any, are there competitions that you can do sort of locally to you?
I'm planning on doing the AIDS ride next summer, San Francisco to L.A., yeah.
Is that, like, on Highway 101?
It'll probably skirt through the 101 once in a while, but it's probably going to stay in the rural roads, I would imagine.
Does that allow you, does riding your bike allow you to kind of just get out and get within yourself?
Yes. My wife notices I'm more, you know, better mood, more peace, you know. You kind of get the buzzing in your head, too, from the wind going through your ears and, you know, once you stop, you still feel like you're moving, kind of feeling. It's kind of nice.
That sounds like a very peaceful way to unwind from sort of the stress of the music industry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's great to even a mountain biking, you're just like in the middle of nowhere. It's great.
Has the tour started or is it getting ready to?
It's getting ready to. I meet up with everyone in Philly on the 6th, February. I mean, September. And then from there we start heading down south, Atlanta, and then, I mean, Nashville, and Atlanta, and then swing around back to the west.
And it's just a 2-month jaunt through October?
Yeah. Yeah. About a month, you know, yeah, a little over 2 weeks here in the States, and then a little over 2 weeks in South America.
Oh, where in South America are you going?
Oh, in Buenos Aires, Paraguay, Chile, Brazil, and even Guadalajara and Mexico City. Sao Paulo. Yeah, I can't name all the cities right now.
What sort of venues does the band play when you play in South America?
We've only been there once, but I know they've been waiting for us down there.
So these are bigger venues?
Yeah, I would imagine these are bigger venues.
Are you going to play any of those crazy, like, South American outdoor festivals?
I think so. Yeah, you're right. I think so. We are. They're going to be crazy. Right?
I hear they have, like, hundreds of thousands of people at those things.
Yeah. And word has it, I think I think we have security going around with us this time around.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that kind of like, why do we need that?
I think this is a new experience for you.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Mm-hmm.
And best of luck on the tour, and safe travels through South America.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you guys when you come through Kansas City at the Uptown.
All right.
In
All
September.
Right, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you again.
All right. Keep biking.
You too.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.